In this next exercise, we're going to focus on receiving compassion from your ideal compassionate other. You may remember that in chapter 13, we spent some time developing an image of an ideal compassionate other. This image was of a real or imagined person, or a being that embodied wisdom, care, and strength. It might help if you want to take a look back at chapter 13 and just look at some of the notes that you wrote down, just to remind you of the image you generated. So in this exercise, we're going to use this image again, but we're going to focus more specifically on the aspects of receiving care and compassion from your ideal compassionate other. So once again, just sit in an upright and comfortable position and engage in your soothing rhythm breathing and friendly facial expression. Just allow your breathing to slow a little and gently rest your attention in the flow of breathing in and breathing out. So focusing your attention in the flow of breathing in and breathing out. Let's just stay with this for about 60 seconds or so. And now just bring to mind the image of your ideal compassionate other. It's caring, wise and strong. Your ideal compassionate other has a deep intention to support you. Just spend some time imagining what this looks like. Notice your ideal compassionate other's body posture, facial expression, and voice tone. Just hold in mind that your ideal compassionate other knows that we all just find ourselves here with our tricky brains. Your ideal compassionate other understands that our thoughts and feelings can run riot within us and that this is not our fault. Your ideal compassionate other is grounded and strong. It has confidence, so you know that it can tolerate the difficulties and stress that you experience in life. Your ideal compassionate other has a deep desire to support you, to understand you, We want you to be happy and to flourish in life. Just spend the next 60 seconds or so just being open to the flow of care and compassion from your ideal compassionate other. Once again, just noticing its body posture, facial expression and voice tone. Perhaps just notice how it feels, knowing that this ideal compassionate other is committed to supporting you. Focusing on the facial expression, voice tone and intention of this compassionate other, imagine them saying the following things to you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life. You could also add your name after each phrase. So may you be well, and then say your name. May you be happy, then say your name. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life, and then say your name. Just really imagine that your ideal compassionate other is looking at you with kindness and is genuinely wishing you well. Your ideal compassionate other feels really connected to you and their wishes are heartfelt. Just imagine hearing these heartfelt wishes in the warm, caring tone. May you be well. May you be happy. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life. Some people prefer to change the content of these wishes. So, for example, they may say, I'm here to support you, and then your name. I'm here to help you tolerate your difficulties, and then say the name. I'm here to help you reduce your distress. And then say your name. Just play around with the different phrases and just find the words and the tone of voice that you can connect with. There's no right or wrong answer with this. The key really is just to try your best to remain open to the support and care of your compassionate other. Just remembering that your ideal compassionate other is caring and wise and strong and has a deep intention to support you. Just focus on this for another 30 seconds or so. And now when you're ready, just re-engage with the room. Maybe have a gentle stretch, or a deep breath. Just remember that you can return to this exercise at any time.